In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We saw today that C.J. Stroud was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week with his performance. They put up 44 on the head of the Ravens and could have put up more. They just go ahead and called the dogs off in the fourth quarter. This was by far their best offensive effort. You walked away from that game against the Ravens about the Texans' offense thinking what?
Good question. I left optimistic. I left saying, okay, now we're starting to see more of CJ and the fellas being comfortable in the offense, right? There's so many nuances to the type of offense. There's so many checks at the line of scrimmage that he could possibly have, right? There's so many things that goes through a quarterback's mind, and Clint knows this, like you get to the line of scrimmage with 15, 20 seconds left and you have to look at all this stuff from the defense, communicate with the line, communicate with the receivers, communicate with the back, whoever it may be, and it's looked real smooth. The operation in total looked real smooth. It looked better, right? So I left that game thinking optimistically, because if you didn't score as many points as you did or even came close to it, I was going to leave that game frustrated. What the heck is going on? They got rooks, 5-6 rookies out there. None of their starters are really on defense. Defensively, you did your job, absolutely. But from the offensive side, like you asked me, I left optimistic, and I left like, okay, cool. Going into the bye week, now you're two wins in. The offense scored a bunch of points in these two wins. I can see some light down the tunnel.
See, so what about the receivers? I know the offense that we're watching in the last couple of weeks, and again, I think it's more than just the fourth quarter against Tennessee, but to each their own. I think the last couple of weeks, we've seen an offense that looks like what Nick Caley wants this offense to look like. I think the quarterback play looks like what they want the quarterback play to look like. I think they're distributing the football around the field. There's multiple players getting touches. I think the tight end's being used in a way, the run game's being used in a way that they all look at it and go, yes, this is it. Right here, right? The one question that I have about the offense and kind of the output that we've seen is the fact that there were 10 receivers targeted last week, 8 head catches. And I look at the pass catchers as a whole on this team, and that's where I get hung up thinking, does this transition to a better defense, a better overall defense, whether we're talking about a great zone defense or we're talking about a more physical secondary or we're talking about flat-out guys that can play man? Does this receiving core, does this group of pass catchers have the ability to separate consistent enough for C.J. Stroud to play the brand of ball that we've seen the last couple of weeks?
I think so. Last week, again, it gave me some optimism. When I look at Christian Kirk, 4 catches, 64 yards. He was used in ways that they got the ball to him quickly and down the field a little bit. You got to see him kind of run after catch a tad bit at different times, getting him involved. I think if you look at the overall passing game, the spacing of the receivers was much better. And to me, that was because of Christian Kirk on the field, knowing where to be, understanding the assignment, understanding where he had to be at, and he was in the right spots for the right time, not just for CJ, but for the whole route concept, right? And then I think, if I'm not mistaken, Higgins had about 4 or 5 targets and 4 or 5 catches. So you're building the confidence in a game like that, like last week. You're building the confidence in these young guys. Noah had a few catches. His His touchdown celebration was god-awful. But he has a few catches and made some plays. So you're building the confidence in these guys to be able to when the big-time plays come. Now, I'll be honest with you. Coming out the bye week, you got a gauntlet. You got the Seahawks. You got the 49ers. You got, I forgot the other team, the Broncos. And then you got the Jaguars. So the receiver room will be tested big-time coming out of the bye week. But what you're doing is you're building the confidence of them. They're learning from the veterans already there, and they're making plays as you as the games are going on. So I do think they can do it, but they will be tested very soon come out the bye week.
Yeah, I think that was a very aggressive take on the touchdown celebration.
Yes.
I don't
it was terrible. It was terrible.
It was no rhythm in it.
Okay.
And
what was the thought behind it? Why even do it? Like Ray don't play no more. Like why are you even?
Oh, it's Ray. It's the Ravens. First off, if you have a problem with the execution of it, okay. I think maybe he could have worked on that and maybe executed that a little bit better. But Ray, yeah, it's Ray. That's the Ravens. That's the dance you do.
No.
When you put it on the Ravens.
That's what you do. Everybody in the league is doing TikTok dances and all this movie dances and stuff, and then you do Ray Lewis.
Now, if he did it randomly,
I love, that ain't it.
If he did it randomly in Cincinnati, that would be strange. But he was in Baltimore. It makes sense.
No. How about this? Score again and do something else.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna be in Baltimore. All right. One big thing that Clint and I have talked about is. Clearly, since the Tennessee game, CJ's looked different. And we've talked to you each week, and there was some concern. You have specifically brought up CJ and some of his decisions, his throws, his lack of confidence. What are you seeing in these last two games? And I know against Tennessee, you were on the field. You got to see it close up. And then this past week against Baltimore, what are you seeing different from CJ?
First thing, getting the ball out extremely quick. Like I think we saw in Tennessee, he's taking what the defense is giving him. So for me, he's not overthinking. He's not trying to do too much. He's not forcing the football. He's just, okay, you're going to give me this, I'll take this. And then as time goes, as I continue to take this, then I can go deeper down the field. Or that opens up another route on the other side of the field. Or that opens up a double move or opens up whatever the case may be. But he just seems a whole lot more confident the last 2 weeks. And I think Clint hit on it, like commanding the offense, right? Understanding the offense. Again, this offense is complex. It's a player, and I heard Nick Caserio say this in the interview, it's a player-friendly offense, but it's only player-friendly when you understand it, if that makes sense. So you have to really dive into it, and it takes time for a quarterback especially because they have to know everything in this particular offense. Like I remember playing in an offense very similar, and every time we're in the goal line or in the red zone, you're given two plays. And based on the coverage, based on the possible blitzes, based on the possible front, the quarterback can change the play. And for me, I'm just waiting for him to tell me what to do. But for the quarterback, you have to call the shots. And you want to be right when you do it. So it's a whole process that comes along with it. And he just looks a lot more comfortable from his mind. And his execution just looks really good. I thought he made some really good throws last week. And again, people say, oh, it's Baltimore and Tennessee. Well, he did what he was supposed to do. Like, we all thought coming in that he would be one of the top guys in the league, and he looked like it the last 2 weeks.
You know, it seemed like, Cecil, I just heard you say it. I think – I can't remember what receiver. Maybe it was Dalton Schultz when he came on our show. Maybe it was Nico Collins in the postgame show. But they alluded to, CJ – I think it was Dalton Schultz – alluded to CJ Stroud of, hey, man, he's got all the talent in the world. In this past game, he really was patient and he took what the defense gave him, which in my mind insinuates that maybe that wasn't the case before. Maybe there were some struggles with doing that before, which I would totally understand. And I mean, because I guess my question to you, Cecil, having played in the league, being around this team, being around football as long as you have, I tried to on a daily basis to talk about how important it is that CJ Stroud does that if this offense is going to hit on all cylinders, but more importantly, like how difficult it is for a guy as talented as CJ to commit wholeheartedly to that brand of football.
Oh, it's hard because as an athlete, you think you can do it all. especially at that level, right? You want to go show how accurate you are with the ball down the field and all these things. But to change that mindset a tad bit and just be like, hey, I'm gonna take what the defense is giving me. And just think about the Tennessee game. They converted, I think, four fourth downs. Why? Because he was taking what the defense was giving him. Now, it was third and kind of long, but he was taking it. And then now you're in fourth and short. Now you're in fourth and one or fourth and a half a yard, third and short, third and a half a yard. Now it's more manageable. Now you're in a schedule. You're kind of on schedule, and it makes it easier for the play caller and the offense to execute. So for me, I think he's just learning, and it's a whole mind shift, right? Coming out of college, he had all these receivers, all first-round guys. He's just throwing it up, throwing it up, throwing it up. But now you want to kind of methodically go down the field and take what they give you, then be strategic with your shots, right? Then be strategic with your certain play calls going down the field. But to do that, you really got to change your mindset, and that's tough to do. And it doesn't mean you can't do what you have been doing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's just now we're more calculated with it because we're strategic, trying to maneuver the defense and move them how we want to do it and understand it. Hey, this is the highest level now, and we can't just go down the field and take chances and do all these things because that's not going to help the offense as a whole. But moving the ball down the field, taking time off the clock, getting first down after first down after first down keeps your great defense off the field and fresh, and it demoralizes that team and that defense that you're playing against.
All right, Cecil, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us as you do each and every Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week as they're resting up, getting a little break with this bye, but next week it'll be on to one of their bigger games of the season in Seattle. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, y'all. Take care.
All right, that is Cecil Shorts III. Catch him at these home games. They're about to have 3 in a row after this Seattle game. If you're out there, Cecil is an absolute treat. When it comes to breaks in the games, half times, he's out there, he's doing his thing.
Hamburger Challenge.
That Hamburger Challenge is something else.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
He was doing the Crown Royal thing last year, too. I wonder if they'll bring that back.
Oh,
that
they jumping in the bag last week? Last time they were home, they were jumping in the bag.
There we go. Yeah, do that. Yeah, it's a few things that he's able to shake loose. All right, coming up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.